the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike. We're here with Bridget. Let me set the tone for today. Bridge, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello. So Bridget is with us, and we have a wonderful show. At half past the hour, Dr. David B. Agus. He is the professor of medicine and engineering at the Keck School of Medicine. His first book, the number one New York Times and international bestseller, The End of Illness, reflected the new and different perspective. He gave an insider's view of what really means to be healthy and how to achieve it. Well, in his current book, which was what we're going to be talking about, A Short Guide to a Long Life, we're going to talk about what are the key steps for you to live a long and healthy or illness-free life. We should say that he is a professor, if I didn't already, of medicine at the University of Southern California and a professor of engineering and heads USC's Norris Westside Cancer Center.
I'm excited. I think that'll be a good interview.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. We're also going to talk about a number of great stories this week that occurred. Bridget, what's your favorite?
My favorite story was probably the story that came out about the nutrition news creating consumer confusion, because I think that a lot of people can identify with that.
So they talked about four things and interviewed a bunch of people. We'll get to that story in a moment. We also are going to talk about, does rinsing fruit make a difference? How many times and which fruit? There's a story this week that a common food pathogen, that is bacteria that's often associated with food, is responsible for MS. Now, these are wonderful stories. The other story that I love is HDL, the good cholesterol, can be bad for your heart. What turns a good thing bad? Exercise to age well, whatever your age. Another one of the great stories is the seven things not to do while you're sleep deprived. If you stay tuned or come to us on RadioMD.com, we'll also talk about is fracking causing birth defects and what the new Colorado study suggests. What does it mean for you and what should you do? And a number of others. Let's get to some of the others, actually, and we'll maybe one of my favorites, testosterone therapy doubles heart risk in older men and what that means for you. And the FDA says the nutrition label is getting a makeover, but didn't tell us what it is. Now, you're at
that
CSPI.
Nice.
You're at CSPI, yeah. Consumer Science for the Public Interest, Bridget. Did they get any idea of what it was?
Not that I've heard. I mean, I'm just an intern, so I don't really have the inside scoop, but they've discussed the important things that they would like to see included, and I know that they've been sending recommendations to the FDA saying what they would like to see on the new label, so it'll be interesting to see how the FDA responds to that when it's released.
I agree. It will be very interesting. Let's go into the testosterone therapy, because this is a common ad you see on the news channels, on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, as well as the nightly news. And because of that, it's gone from, I understand, $1 billion in prescription dollars to $7 billion. 5.3 million different prescriptions were written for it, since they have six renewals each.
That's crazy.
That's an awful lot of renewals. And if you look at the data on it, it is that this was a 56,000 person study that just examined, and it wasn't an intervention study, so they just looked at the people who got testosterone therapy, and they said what was their risk compared to others. So it was 56,000 men. The heart risk posed were double. That's the equivalent of this study in men over 65. By the way, in men under 65, it nearly tripled the risk. But in 65-year-olds, it nearly doubled the risk. Remember, the ads are, do you have low T? And they show these men who have lost some energy, have lost those zest for life. They take this testosterone, and presumably they get it back, if you will.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. And you're not supposed to get it near kids, obviously. And so what they found was that this literally is like having smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes a day. They only looked at heart attack. They did not look at stroke. Presumably, it does the same things for all those things. And if it does that, you'd also expect it over time to result in more male erectile dysfunction, because the blood vessels are so important in that. So what Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic said is that the FDA should require the companies that sell testosterone to conduct rigorous trials examining their risk. And lo and behold, they were already doing so in mandated phase 4 studies by the FDA. So we will have much better data. But for now, if you don't need testosterone, and the amazing thing is that 1/2 of the men who now get prescriptions don't have their blood testosterone levels measured or aren't measured as low. So who knows whether most of the men even need this. So this seems like an extra risk without an extra benefit.
I think it's funny that a spokesperson from one of the testosterone companies said in response to this that other studies have found health benefits from the medication.
Well, I don't that's clearly their defense. And in fact, it is a problem with the data, because it is an association. You know, in other words, if you said who's causing fires, you might say it's the firemen, because they're always where the fires are. And that's the problem with association studies. Is it the cause, or is it just an innocent bystander that's always there because it has the same effect?
Right.
The other one, there's another study that you looked at, which was on indoor tanning. And to me, this is amazing still. What'd you think of it? Give what the data is.
So they looked at the number of people that are reported tanning at an indoor tanning salon, and they found that 35.7% of adults were exposed to indoor tanning at some time in their life. Then that increased to 55% when they looked at a slightly younger population at university students. And then that dropped to 19.3% when they looked at adolescents, which still, when you consider how young adolescents are to be exposed to indoor tanning, is pretty high. So they found that although there's a lot of risks associated with tanning, that people are still active tanners, even though we know that there's a lot of risks associated with skin cancer and melanoma in the United States.
So what do you think that so many people are still getting tanning? Why do you think that is? They didn't examine it in that. Is it solely because they like the feel of it? Is it a beauty feel? Or are they actually getting a vitamin D thing that's helping them feel better? Well, we're going to talk about, we're going to not have your answer right now. We'll talk about that, as well as what to do about eye strain from digital devices when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show at Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you are listening with Bridget and Dr. Mike Roizen here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In about 15 minutes at half past the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Agus, who is the author of A Short Guide to a Long Life. His first book was The End of Illness, the number one runaway New York Times bestseller. This is a guide. In fact, it's about 65 things. I'm going to have to actually look it up. 63, 64, 65 things I was right, of choices that you can make to make yourself live longer, if you will, with a lot of health. And that's the key, is living longer with a lot of health. Bridget, one of the things you said was crazy in the last segment was, in fact, the amount of tanning the kids were getting. And I was trying to find out, it's mainly, when I looked at it, it was college women and teenagers of all age. But the incredible thing is about 50% of Americans have gotten indoor tanning at one time or another, even knowing that it can cause skin cancer. And some of those skin cancers are not just surface skin cancers. Those UVB rays burn you, but UVA also age you. They make you look older. And so I was saying, even with those long-term determinants, they still get them. I was trying to figure out what it is that's causing us to do that as a society. So what's your answer?
So I have a few ideas. I think that the idea of beauty in America is a lot of times an image of a very tan female, which is what a lot of times prompts women, specifically young women, to go tanning. It's very different from the image that you would see as beauty in Asia or other countries where they really value light, fair skin. In America, it's different. I also think that, especially in younger girls, that there's this idea that even though they might have an increased risk of these things, that it's not likely to happen to them. So I think that that prevents them from stopping tanning. And only thinking about the short term, I want to get tan and look better type of thing.
So you think it is solely a look thing? They're not going for vitamin D or the feeling that vitamin D gives them?
No, I don't think they're going for vitamin D.
Okay. That does bring up the one of the other studies this week was the correlation of vitamin D and multiple sclerosis, that the people who had the lowest levels of vitamin D, and that group was below 20 nanograms per ml, which is 50 nanomoles per liter, if you will. And for those of you in the other system, some are listening to us in Canada and Australia, so it's 50 there or 20 in the United States system of nanograms per ml. And they had a tripling when they had the low levels of vitamin D. They were associated with a tripling. Now, this is a tripling of lesions that developed over a 7-year period. So the question is, why is this, and could we do something by upping the vitamin D? 93% of Americans, this is amazing, 93%, according to the Center for Disease Control Nehanes 3 study, and even higher in the Real Age database. We have a large database of 33 million people who had taken the Real Age test and done nutrition analysis on it. If you look at those two sets, it is well over 90% of people are short of vitamin D. And so the question is, could we, by giving vitamin D, decrease this? Now, the other study that is interesting because it relates to this is that Clostridium perfringens, which is a common bacteria you find on fruit and veggies and other things that we eat in the food, is associated with a much higher incidence of MS, that is a multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is a disease that affects the white matter, and apparently this Clostridium perfringens induces a response to it that causes an attack of your nervous system tissue, the white matter tissue, which is the fast conducting tissue. And you can, I mean, there it can be relatively minor things such as pain or loss of sensation to really major problems in MS. And so the question is, if everyone had enough vitamin D, would we decrease it? Vitamin D obviously stimulates the immune function, but there are no intervention studies yet. So maybe we ought to be giving everyone more vitamin D. We used to get it in milk. Bridget, when you were growing up, did you drink milk as a child?
I did, 2 times a day.
How many glasses a day?
2 glasses a day. I drink one for breakfast and then one for dinner. I loved milk.
Yeah, it used to be that when I was growing up, we would have 4 glasses. Obviously, milk has saturated fat, which has long-term consequences. So many people go to skim milk. But even so, it's got milk-based proteins, which may be a problem, as opposed to the supplement. So milk is supplemented. It isn't natively in milk in any large quantity, but the dairy puts it in. And so there's no difference if you're taking it as a supplement. But I really believe that we are. And you know, vitamin D, I went and priced it. It was literally around 2 cents a day for many of the vitamin D supplements. You've got to take a variety of them. I take 2 different manufacturers vitamin D every day because they're so inconsistent in the samples. Even the very best manufacturers have some bad batches of vitamin D. So I measure my level every 6 months and take 2, and I shoot for a level between 50 and 80 nanograms per ml. Fairly high, but it looks like that's a level that is associated with fewer cancers and fewer episodes of heart disease. We know that it's important for the immune system and for preventing cancers because it turns on your proofreader gene. Every one of us in every one of our cells, save our red cells, have what we call proofreader or spell checker. And in order to turn the spell checker on to make sure when you duplicate your cells, when you duplicate your A, C, G, and T, or A, U, G, and C, those are the letters of your DNA or RNA. When you duplicate those, you don't want typographical errors. Your spell checker makes sure of that, but you need vitamin D to turn it on. It's like a switch turning it on. So that's one of the ways it works. And you're going to hear more and more, I think, about all of us should be taking a little more vitamin D, but we don't have good data. That is, just like we said in the beginning, we said, is it that vitamin D is like a fireman? You always see the fireman at the fire, but they didn't cause the fire. Is the lack of vitamin D something you see because of illness and not related to it? We need to do intervention studies. The few we have on preventing breast cancer and colon cancer show between a 7 and 27% reduction. Powerful, not as powerful as aspirin, but pretty powerful. So, Bridget, do you take vitamin D?
I take a multivitamin that has vitamin D in it. It's a prenatal vitamin, actually, because Dr. Marie told me that I should be taking prenatal vitamins.
Right. Every woman between 12 and 50 should probably be taking it. When we come back, Dr. Agus, A Short Guide to a Long Life. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And now we have the direct and really great privilege of talking to one of the great doctors in America today, David Bagus. David Agus, what a B is his middle initial. Is a professor of medicine and engineering, which is unusual to have both of those, but he's at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California and the University of Southern California Viterbi School of Engineering. He heads USC's, University of Southern California's Norris Westside Cancer Center and the Center for Applied Molecular Medicine. He's dedicated to finding novel approaches for personalized healthcare. His first book was the number one runaway in international bestseller, The End of Illness, reflecting his perspective on what it takes to be healthy. This book is more and much shorter, but talks to us about the action steps we should take. Obviously, I'm in favor of action steps because that lets us all do things. There really are 65 action steps he gives us, as well as a list of some other things. But I'm going to ask about, and many of them are things you'll like to enjoy. So, David, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me back. I appreciate it.
Now, David, one of the things, and I should call you, if it's okay, I'll call you David, but for people who want to go to the website to find out more, www.davidagus.com. One of the things that I found interesting in the book, and I'm going to concentrate on some of those as well as some of the usual ones, was find out what exercise or activity you're bad at and focus on it. How did you happen to choose that?
Well, you know, all too often we focus on what we're good at and we ignore what we're bad at. The key is, you know, identify your weakness and get stronger. And there are two main tenets to it. One is it keeps your brain active. Doing things that are hard is a good thing in the long run. Second is that I want you to be good at all aspects. If balance is hard, you got to focus on balance, not shy away from it. If your core strength is bad, focus on that. Don't go away from it. The key really is identify your weakness to make stronger. It'll help in the long run.
So you brought out, now that isn't, and maybe it is, but I took it as in the major groups, such as core or balance, rather than, in other words, if I am lousy at playing basketball, I shouldn't focus on basketball. There's another sport I might enjoy more. And you can focus on things you enjoy, but the weakness in those activities, or did you mean actually going to the sports that I'm weak at?
Well, I think it's more what you alluded to, although the other side is some data that's come out in the last 6 months, and really fascinating data that every year you delay retirement, you reduce the incidence of Alzheimer's by close to 3%. And so that's a very large data set looked at now for many, many years, and it's very well done. And so the argument is you got to keep your brain active. You don't use it, you lose it. So focusing on a sport that's new or a sport that's been historically hard, again, as long as it's doable, it won't harm you, and there's a possibility of you really engaging in it, is a powerful thing.
Now, another one that I found very interesting, and we're going through a list, and that was number 32. So this is really a very interesting book, well laid out, where there are two or three pages on each of these action steps to take. So for instance, 16 is get off your butt more. You can guess what that is about. Number one is listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. We'll come back to that. And number two is measure yourself. We'll come back to that. But one of the most interesting ones for me is since I traveled today, and you must travel often as I do, is airport backscatter and x-ray scanners, avoid them. Tell us why, and do they really give enough radiation to matter? And you are a professor of engineering, too.
Yeah, so, you know, in the 1950s, we had everybody put their feet in these boxes, and it was able to see if their shoes fit by putting x-rays through our feet. What do you know is that we increased cancer of the feet when we did that. This is a newer technology of putting an energy through you called backscatter. We think it's lower energy, but we have zero ALK data. So I'm not saying it's going to cause a problem. But what I'm saying is that I'm very reticent historically to actually focus on any new technology without outcome data. And so I go and I say, listen, I want a pat down. I get a free massage and I walk to my gate because I won't go through those technologies without the data. Historically, most of the time we've done it, we've been wrong.
Now, when you go to an airport, there really are three different technologies used. And the one you go through when you go through if you get the TSA pre, is different than the others. It is without radiation. It's just a metal detecting system. How does that work?
And that's totally safe.
Yeah, so that is the one.
That's totally safe. We have long-term outcome data there. There's no issue with that. That's what we used until the last couple of years when these newer technologies where you hold your hand up and this thing goes around you and it takes a picture. It's shooting energy through you akin to an x-ray and taking a picture. I'm not a fan of doing something without long-term data.
And that's one of the nice things. You are data-driven. And you also have in here about 10 things, I may be missing it, of things to avoid. And one of those is, stilettos and other sneaky sources of inflammation. Tell us what you mean by that.
So it's meant to grab your attention, is that inflammation, as I'm sure you've talked about many times on the show, is the root of heart disease, cancer, and brain decline. And so the key is really to prevent inflammation. If you're wearing shoes all day and they hurt your feet, that's not a good thing. And I really want you to focus both for the inflammation side and for the feet side. You know, there's an amazing study that came out where they asked 700 people over the age of 80, what would you have done differently in your life regarding health? And uniformly, the number one and number two answer, which I missed, were take better care of my feet and better care of my teeth. You don't take care of your teeth, you're not going to enjoy all the food that happens as you get older. And it really is one of the joys of life. And the second is, you don't take care of your feet, you're not going to be walking to museums, playing with your grandkids, or doing all those great things. So avoid the stilettos or any shoe that hurts you, so we can block inflammation. At the same time, you can enjoy your later years and really be active and have a great quality of life.
So that is, and it's pretty easy to take care of your teeth. One of the things we did early on, actually in 1999, I told Oprah to floss her teeth more. And so we actually got an award from the American Dental Association or American Dental Society. It was ADA, so must be American Dental Association, or for increasing flossing. We only, you know, it turns out it's stable now, but it went from 32% to 36% in women and 10% to 14% in men. It still is very minor to what should happen. And as you point out, periodontal disease or disease of your gums is one of the lead causes of surreptitious inflammation in the body. Another one you point out, which I applaud you for, relates to flu vaccination. Talk about that.
Listen, it's a no-brainer. Every time someone tells me, well, the flu shot will give me the flu, I want to hit them in the head. The data are the flu shot is safe. The data are that a couple of years ago, over 40,000 people in this country died of the flu. So it's a no-brainer to get the flu shot. If you skip the flu shot and you survive, which most people obviously do, that 5-7 days of inflammation a decade from now affects your rate of heart disease and cancer. So when I look at these things and say, listen, there's no downside except for a sore arm, the potential upside is not spreading to all your community, is not getting sick, is not missing work, and is lowering your long-term risk of heart disease and cancer. The question is, why would someone not get it?
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things you shouldn't do that are important, and maybe a few of the doctor's orders that Dr. Agus, and it's www.davidagus.com is how you can find out more information on a short guide to a long life. It's the basis of what we do in RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we've been talking with Dr. David Agus, who has written a wonderful book that follows on his runaway New York Times bestseller, The End of Illness. This is a short guide to a long life. This is obviously even quick bathroom reading. It's 65 things you can do or not do, plus a book of lists, if you will, a short group of lists. Such as the top high glycemic food index foods, which include soft drinks, sports drinks, fruit juices, white bread, pasta, etc. We'll go through some of this list in a few seconds. But I want to go through and say, David, one of the things that surprised me or that was interesting in the list and that you have to read through it is, says, number 42, 17 milligrams twice a day. What do you mean by that?
But, you know, people always ask me, as I'm sure they ask you, is, you know, what's the secret to life? What are the one thing we can do? And so to me, it's just a funny response to 17 milligrams a day. But what it really means is there is no right answer. And so there's a matrix of things that we need to do. We need to eat well. We need to watch our behavior. We need to do preventive medicine. All of those things, in the end, they're not that difficult. In the end, they pay off, but it's very difficult in our country to get someone to make a change today that's going to affect them tomorrow. How do you tell a 30-year-old, do something today, and you're going to be better in your 50s, 60s, and 70s? It just doesn't work well. We got to find a way to get people to think about tomorrow.
And so 17 milligrams a day is, in fact, part of the philosophy, I think, that you have in here, although there's a list of 65 things that you can do for a longer life, if you will, for a healthier life as well as longer. This is not a book that says you have to do each of these things, but is one that where you can adopt one or two or three and then add to it. So I thought this was an excellent example of something. Another one you talk about is, and I'm going to put this as number one, and I don't know if you put these in the most important order or the order first. How did you order the book, The 65?
You know, I mean, the order was really just for interest. I mean, it's very hard to put a hierarchy, as you know, to one thing you should do. It's different in all of us. We're all different. We all need different focus, and we all have different value systems. So to me, each of them are equally important, especially to each of us.
Now, what you have is listen, number one, listen, look, feel, and record your body's features. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know your body best. You see your doctor every year, every 2 years. Year C, they take your blood pressure at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while you were there. They'd give a quick look over you. Well, I want you to get naked, literally in front of a mirror every week or two and look at the changes in your body. I want you to check your blood pressure at home, in the morning when you get up, at night when you go to bed, when you're pissed off after a phone call. You know, there's an old adage, with enough data, error goes away. And so I really want each of us to be in charge of our own health care. We're in charge. And so if you go in with all that information, you know about yourself, that's how you're going to get the best results from that 10, 15 minutes, if you're very lucky, with your doctor. It matters.
Now, there are a couple things that I talk about that you also talk about, but that many people don't get from their physician. And since you're a cancer expert, talk to us a little bit about an aspirin or a baby aspirin or 2 baby aspirin a day. And also talk to us about seeing your doctor, if you're an old guy like I am, about a statin.
Ah, so 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said, if you take the bark of the willow tree and chew it, pain and fever goes away. And that was the birth of aspirin as a medication. There have been now 5 separate studies, each of which have had close to 100,000 people follow for close to 20-plus years. And what they showed is a dramatic reduction, not in the incidence, but the death rate of cancer in people who take a low-dose baby aspirin a day, and significant reduction in both heart disease and stroke. So it's not for everybody, but everybody needs to have that conversation with their doctor. It is a remarkable drug for a few dollars a year to really have an impact on one's health. And we think the mechanism is blocking inflammation. And so everybody needs to get up and have that conversation if you're 40 or older. Then you said that there's a class of drugs called statins. Statins are the Lipitors, the Crestors of the world that were developed to lower cholesterol, which they do, but they also block inflammation. And if you look at the data, they again delay heart disease and stroke. And there's really amazing data that no matter what kind of cancer you have, if you're diagnosed while on a statin, you live longer. So blocking inflammation really is the core, once we're in our 40s or so, of trying to delay or prevent heart disease, cancer, and some of the other diseases.
And there is a difference, we should point out to people, in the kind of statins. So there are generic, and you mentioned Lipitor, which is atorvastatin, or Crestor, which is rosuvastatin. Those are two that have much more anti-inflammatory effect, which is what you want, than the older statins such as Prevastatin or Simvastatin. So it is the newer statins that if you're going to do this, you want to have that discussion with your physician about. Now, one of the other things in the back of the book, and I'm going to not go all the way to the back, which is a book of lists that is really good. But in the, there also, and by the way, this is really a fun book. There is the statement, it is things to avoid, one of which is juicing. Tell me about that.
Well, listen, as soon as you put a fruit or a vegetable into a blender and turn it on, it gets what we call oxidized and starts to degrade in milliseconds. You know, we were designed, you and I, to eat fruits and vegetables from a tree. We're not made to have 6 carrots in a blender. So there's very little nutrients once you start to put that fruit into a blender. It's easier. People like it. You can actually upcharge for it. So charging for 6 carrots is going to cost you, 50, 60 cents. Charging for carrot juice may cost you $5, $6. And so, unfortunately, the market drove us to that. But if you look at the data, the real data is eat fruits and vegetables. Don't take the shortcuts. You know, there's an amazing story in 1746. James Lind is captain of the British Royal Navy, and he's fighting the French in the Battle of Trafalgar. They, at the time, they go to sea for months at a time, and they would get scurvy. So his ship had lines, and that's why the British soldiers are called limeys. They didn't get scurvy, and they won the battle. And he was an entrepreneur. As soon as he got back, and he says, I'm selling the extract of lime to prevent scurvy, and it didn't work. Because as soon as it squeezes that lime, it all degrades.
We've been talking with Dr. David Agus, and the website www.davidagus.com is where you can find out more about The End of Illness, as well as this book, which is a great book, A Short Guide to a Long Life, by David Agus. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is another new station. We have about 30 of them, but this one is WELW 1330 in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us. Remember, Radio MD, stay well. You can do it.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.